Welcome to Level Up. I'm Sherelle.
And I'm Danny. And this is the podcast where we talk about health, fitness, and mindset.
Something that grinds me is when people are like, we all have the same amount of hours in the day. And I'm like, yeah, I get it, but...
but they're very different.
I get it, but what is an hour? Do you know what I mean? Like, what is time? So
not this again. I think we went down this rabbit hole. What is life?
But it grinds me because I'm like, okay, well, maybe some people are working full-time shift work and they've got a daughter and they've got all these other things, and therefore saying, oh, we've all got the same amount of hours in the day is going to be demotivating for people that can't get us like 5 sessions in. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not the same hours in a day. I remember I was about to go train and then mum called me and she's like, yeah, I need to take my dog, like the dog, to the vet. She's sick. She's okay now, just FYI. And then I was so stressed and then my training session was ruined just because I was worried about my dog. Like, we all have things that come up, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the same. Yeah, we've got the same amount of time, but it's just so different. Like,
yeah. And this is why, like obviously I love programming. Like, I love programming and thinking about all this sort of stuff. But when you look at, like, sometimes we get so fixated on the smallest variables in a training program and we don't think about that sort of stuff. Like, maybe you didn't hit your numbers because you are stressed in an external factor. You had a shit night's sleep or like whatever it might be. So when we talk, and we're going to chat about the psychological time that we need off training as well, because we need to be recovering not just physically but also mentally.
Yeah.
A lot of people want this like answer to fix their lack of motivation with training. And I'm like, well, are you having rest days like consistently? Like, are you actually spending time away from the gym to the point that you miss it? Like, I love training. I would go every day if it was beneficial, but it's not. It's going to make me resent it.
Exactly. Just like anything, too much of anything, you sort of start to get over it. Like, so the best motivational cure is to take time off and see if you actually miss it. And then if you don't, change your training style. Like, when I sign people on for coaching, there's a phone call involved, and a couple of times actually they've been on the other end and realized that they don't actually want to like train in the gym. They're like, actually, no, I'm, because I sort of, you put it out there. You're like, are you ready to do the work? Blah, blah, blah. I know you do too. You set the expectation and say, hey, we're going to teach you the tools, but you have to be the one to use them. And a tiny handful of people have just been like, fuck, actually, I think I might go back to playing netball. Not because I'd sold it as such a shit experience, but they just sort of had the realization, like, well, everyone else on Instagram was doing it, so that's why I reached out. But deep down, I'm not actually passionate about it, and I don't think it's going to help my goals. I really love playing my sport. Maybe I won't quit. And it's like, awesome, good on you. Like, that's fine. Don't do it just because everyone else is training on Instagram in the gym. Like,
I think that's so important, Danny. I'm really glad you bring that up, because diversity in movement, like, I encourage it so much. And I'm the same. Like, I've had some clients that are like, you know what, I actually want to try this. And I'm like, go do it. Like, I love that for you. Like, I want you to find things that you enjoy. We've spoken about this in the past, but that's the best way for sustainability. Like, if you want to include some running, if you want to do some cardio, if you want to have some pole dancing, like, you know, it also doesn't have to be one way or the other. Like, you can have a bit of everything. You can find your style of training that you actually enjoy as well and love. But yeah, really good, really good. I think it's so important to not discriminate. And our world is so small, isn't it, Danny? Like,
tiny. I just think
the bodybuilding, training, lifting community is just one piece of like fitness.
Yeah, but it all bleeds into every, you know, whether you're a pro basketballer or whether, you know, as you mentioned, all those activities, pole dancing. I've got a few people in New Zealand who love going on hikes. And but the fundamental is, okay, learn how to make your body strong, learn how to make your body move well and prevent injuries. But then the cool thing is you can use that for any other activity. Like, everyone needs to have time in the gym, but it's like, that doesn't have to be the only thing you do. Like, enjoy life.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to a really good podcast by Andrew Huberman the other day.
I feel like he's cool.
Oh, what a man. What a man. Anyways, his new podcast on dopamine. And something that was really interesting, any lifters will absolutely love that podcast. He was talking about something and it resonated a lot with what we do in lifting. Obviously, dopamine is like the chemical in our body that makes us feel good, that we get addicted to. It's released in that sort of reward pathway system. So we do something, we get rewarded, we get that feeling. That feeling is dopamine. And he was talking about a lot of the things that lifters do, or a lot of people that train do with training in the gym, for example. And something that we do is we stack dopamine stimulus on top of each other. So we might have our favorite pre-workout and then go to our favorite gym with our best friend and then listen to our favorite music and then wear our favorite clothes. And all these things are like releasing more dopamine to make us feel a certain way. And then what happens when some of those things get taken away, i.e. your AirPods are flat? It's like the world, isn't it? You deflate. Oh, I'm thinking home training.
Yeah.
You know, like that sucks. Why is it suck? For some people, they have the same amount of equipment, you know, and I don't know, Danny, but like training at Paddo Performance, like empty, you know, did you ever sort of get like a feeling like there's no people around you or anything
at
like
the
that?
Start? Cause it's just so different. It's kind of a little bit of an emptiness. Like it's like, oh, okay, cool. But then now it's like going to be weird because everyone's coming back next week. So like, fuck, you get used to your scenario, but exactly. To relate it back to what you asked. Absolutely. Yeah. At the start.
And it just resonated a lot for me. Cause I remember when I went away and I went home and then I come back and it was like every bit of dopamine in my life was gone. Everything. Yeah. And I was like, wow, I feel like a bit depressed. This sucks.
It's like a come down off that dopamine, right? What goes up must come down.
Exactly. And something else, like never too high, never too low, I think is really important when it comes to these sorts of things. Like we can have a little bit, but he was talking about the importance of like withdrawing from some of these things, like maybe training every now and then without music, or like, you know, not having the pre-workout all the time and like not relying on caffeine, for example, and being okay with different sorts of things. And I think a principle applies with training, right? Yeah. Like sometimes, and I swear this is coming back, but sometimes we lose motivation and we lose drive to go to the gym. Those sessions are sort of just as important to push through than when we're in our best state, feeling amazing, like recovery's good, sleep's good. Of course, we consider it, but I also think that push is super important as well.
Yeah, well, when it comes to consistency, if we're only ever going to really push on the days we're feeling good, we're not going to be pushing that often, because how often do you sort of wake up and you wake up, you check your Aura ring, you're like, yep, I've slept well, you know, your favorite outfit's not in the wash, you pop it on. All the to stack those variables is very, it doesn't happen often.